The last one and the longest one. Ulam Rav Elazar, Hechas Gaivim in HaAvadim. The halachi is Gaivim in HaAvadim, that if someone owes you money, you can be Teveh the Chayv by seizing some of his Avadim. So what's the case? Amalei Rav Nachman Le'ula. Amar Rav Elazar, Afilam Yasmi. Is Rav Elazar saying that even if you sign him Yashin the Avadim, and the father had a chayv that your manai from the Yisayim the Avadim life? He said, no, minay. So he asked him, minay? I feel him in Glima Dal Kaspe. So he told Ula, you're talking about the money going from the person who owe money? If you owe money, you have to pay even Glima Dal Kaspe, even the shirt off your back. So Gemara says, Glima Dal Kaspe, it right away creates a kasha. That it's not true. It's not true that if you owe someone money, you have to give him even the shirt off your back. As Tysus asks, there's a halacha of misadrin lebal chayv. Misadrin lebal chayv is a din that when Bezdin has a din taira and someone owes someone else money, so Bezdin forces the loiva to pay the malva. It's a halacha of misadrin. Misadrin means that we're misader certain things that we don't take away. What do we not take away from a loiva? So it says, I think, only four things. It says his kleyumnis, whatever he needs for his parnasa, we don't take away from him. And enough food for 30 days. And clothing for Yud Beis Chaydish. And his tefillin. So the only things that we don't take away from a loiva, those four things we don't take away from a loiva. Everything else that he has, we take away. His couch and his table and his chairs and his house. Even if somebody who's a multi-millionaire lends a poor person money, and the poor person owes this millionaire $1,000, so tell me it's not right. We're going to make him sell his house to sell his couch to give this to give him to pay this money this person money. The halacha is that misadrin lebachayv, that bezdin, that's the halacha. Now the millionaire shouldn't force it. So certainly something wrong. But the halacha is the same halacha. The halacha is misadrin lebachayv, that you're mechuyev to pay. So one of the few things that you do not have to pay is the shirt off your back. Gliba dal kaspe, you do not have to pay. Which is very interesting, because if you listen when they read the ksuba at a chasana, those of you who already signed the ksuba, you should know, you didn't sign it, but you chayiv yourself in the ksuba. The ksuba says, afilim gliba dal kaspe, that you're going to pay the ksuba, afilim gliba dal kaspe, it says, even the shirt off my back, which is funny that they put it in the lashon, because the lashon HaGemara, Afilim Aglima Dal Kaspe, but it's not true. Taisa says that it's not emes. Afilim Aglima Dal Kaspe, Misadrin Lebal Chayv. You don't make a person pay the shirt off his back. So Taisa says two shirts. Either talking has two shirts, he's rich. So if he has two shirts, we make him give away one. Now, I don't know how that works exactly. I would think you leave him two shirts so he could do laundry once in a while. I don't know, Tosis says that you give away, you leave him with just one shirt. So that's Tosis' first teretz. And Tosis' second teretz is that we're talking that the beged he's wearing is an expensive beged. So that we sell. We buy him a normal beged. Well, he's allowed to have haroi loy, something that's normal for him. But not, so I guess that's the pshat of the ksuba also. The ksuba also, that's what klima dal kaspari means. The Nesivis and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav write that the din of misadrin lebal chayv is lav dafka for a Baal Chayv, Lav dafka for Bezdin. It's lav dafka din and on hogas Bezdin. That if somebody goes to Bezdin, then you force someone to sell his furniture or his house, whatever it is, to pay up a chayiv. They say that the din of a misajer l'bal chayiv apply even to an individual. Even though he's not being schlepped to Bezdin, he just knows he owes someone money. He's also, if the person is meichel, that he doesn't have to sell his house, he doesn't have to sell his house. But stamazai, he's also v'chuyiv in the dinim of misajin l'vachayiv. It's lav dafka, the Gemara says it when Bezdin forces him. But the Sivis and the Shulchan Aruch Rav say who adin in all cases. What? The Gemara says it when the malv is forcing the life. They say that it's lav dafka if the malv is taking the life of the best. The life himself, mitzad atzmai, the mitzvah prius bachay mitzvah, is mechayiv him to give everything except the part of misadrin that you don't have to. Even out himself, even out thought to see day shemayim. He doesn't have to give away his food for 30 days and his clothing for Yud Beis Chaydish. So l'chayr, this Gemara is a raya to that Shitas and Nesivis and Shulchan Aruch Harav. Because the Gemara is locked after talking in Bezdin. The Gemara, why doesn't Taisus answer? I fill him a glima dal kaspe because he's talking Piroim Balchay Mitzvah, so he himself is supposed to give away his last shirt. For me, it's a raya that they say that the person himself also has dinam amisajon lebachayiv. It's a chumra that he has to sell all his furniture, and it's a kula that he doesn't have to sell whatever is misajrin. So that seems to be a raya from here. And the second thing in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says that if you write a shtar and you write beferish afilu maglima dal kasboi. If you write the Feirish, Afilu Maglima Dal Kasboi, in the Shtar, so still Misajon Lebal Chayiv. We don't assume that automatically that he meant Afilu Maglima Dal Kasboi to give away his last shirt. Shulchan Aruch says, you say he meant that he'll sell his beged and buy a cheaper beged. Says in Shulchan Aruch, and the Gemara Tzeichen Tzu, the Makar is out of Taisris. And he says, Taisris Bava Kami Yir Aleph. Now it tells us that any time, even a ksubi, you write a film maglima dakaspoi, that's what it means. So that's a din of misajin. I don't know what it means. The last five words of Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam paisik halacha day misajin. I don't know what the words mean. Rabbeinu Tam paskin not like the Gemara. Right? Maybe I have to learn about Metzia better. Unless Tosfos means Rabbeinu Tam said that there's no din of misadrin by when a person's paying on his own. That's what they say. Not like Nesivis. Maybe the word seems to mean it. Otherwise, it's hard to know what he means. Just these words, if he has two shirts, I don't understand it. It says misadrin is clothing for Yud Beis Chaydish. So when Taisa says in Yesh Lai Shnayim, two shirts. One shirt is only one shirt a whole year. This means in English that. Unless it means don't have a shirt, it means a coat, something that lasts for a year. Because misajun is you give a clothing for you based chaydish. Okay. Anyway, the Musar of Misadrin is how far it goes the chiyuv to pay a chayv. The person has to give up whatever he has to pay a chayv. All right. Let's get back to the Gemara. So Gemara is Yisya Kasha Minei Afilu Maglima Dal Kaspe. Him Afilu Maglima Dal Kaspe has to pay. So it can be Minei. Rocha B'Mayestina Shasoa Paitiki. Now, what does this mean? It's talking minei or it's talking miyasni? He made an apaitiki. He said apaiteka. You'll learn it from here. So I think it's machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos. The medayik in Rashi, apaitiki. Rashi says mizei heilachaparai. Nashmin Rabbi Lazer demachri gaiva b'alchay mimenu.
So Rashi, when it's apaitiki, goes mine. So if you made an apaitiki, you're monai mine. Okay, Yeshua says that the reason Rashi says this is because the Gemara, Ula himself said, loi mine. So Vaista, he stays talking mine, and that's what he says apaitiki. What? Yeah, he gets from the Kuchas, but I mean, he's not talking about Yasmin, he's talking about the Kuchas. Right, he's talking about. Yeah, I mean, Mine Lafukami Yasmin. I mean, he's around, and he sold it to the Kuchas, so you go, you take it from the Kuchas. That's the dinner, that's what an apaitiki is for. Now, Taisa says, Kagosha, so apaitiki, Vahashtagavi mi Yasmin. Taisa says it goes back on Yasmin. So it seems to me like Rashi and Taisa's. If there's an apaitiki on an eved, if you could manain from Yasmi from that eved or not. What's a tali in? If you read the Taisis just seems to say it's a light plug. Now, whatever the din is by regular Lakutis, the din is by Yachmi the same. Tais doesn't say a svara. So Tais seems to hold that it's a light plug. Rashi doesn't hold that it's a light plug. Rashi holds that Yachmi have a different din than the person himself. The Gemara says, Kedarava, Damarava, Asa Avde Apaitiki, Umachrei, Balchai, Gaidei Menu. Sharei Apaitiki, Umachrei, Ein Balchai, Gaidei Menu. My time. Why, if you sell an Eved, the Bachayv gets it, and if you sell a Behemoth, the Bachayv doesn't get it. Hoy is Leikala, Hoy is Leikala. Which one has a Kail? The Eved has a Kail, and the Shar doesn't have a Kail. It says the Mechiris Shar doesn't have a Kail, and that's the difference. Who cares if it has a Kail or it doesn't have a Kail? What's the difference if it does have a coil or it doesn't have a coil? What's an afkamina? The kuchis, why does it make a difference? So the pashtus is that something that had, that was the whole reason you don't manai from a tafelim because of takanas l'kuchis. The reason you don't manai from it is because of takanas l'kuchis. So, some that has a coil, the lekuchas know to avoid buying. Some in Bailas Meshubit. And some that doesn't have a coil, they don't know to avoid. That's actually, this itself is also a machlokes rishayim. Not in Bava Kama, but in Bava Basra. In the sugya of Shibudo Deraisa. The Rashba holds the ikur difference between some that has a coil and some that doesn't have a coil is takanas lekuchas. Is to protect lekuchas. That lekuchas can, if they ask around, they can find out about things that have a coil and avoid it. And things that don't have a coil, they can't. That's the ikka difference. And the ra'az shita is that the ikka difference is something else. When a person lends money to someone else, what's he sanach das on? What does he have a smichas das? Karka, he said, he'll be able to get the karka. You can't hide it from him. Amitatalim is no smichas das. You could hide it from him. You could hide it. He could sell it. He can get rid of it. An eved is leikala. Since if you try to sell an eved, it has a kail. An eved, it's hard to hide from the. How you going to hide an eved from the malva? The malva is going to be able to go after the eved, and even if it's sold, he'll be able to find it. So the Ra'ah holds that the ikka difference of Isleikala, Lesleikala is the smichas das of the malva. The smichas das of the malva, that he's semich das on getting avodim, and he's not semich das on getting the tattle. The Rashba holds the ikka is being able to protect the lakuchis, so lakuchis can protect themselves from avodim and not protect themselves from a shar. Nafkamina, I guess, would be Yasmi. Takanas lekuchis, what? If you say takanas lekuchis, there's nothing to do with Yasmi. We want to protect lekuchis. We're not looking to protect Yasmi. If you're saying because the malva is not samech das, so it's not meshubid, So then even by Yasmi it's not Meshuvah. It would be the same thing. So Akaparim, those are the two dinim, the two pshatim in this Gemara. Okay, now this whole discussion that Ula had with Reb Nachman is not the Ikkes Sugya. This was all a fake out. He was all faking it out, as the Gemara says. Reb Nachman walked out. Ula said, "Hachi Yam Reb Elazar, afilu miyasmi." So what does that mean? He was lying. He was lying before. Well, he said, "Phil, he asked." He said, "Lie." So he was saying a lie. He was saying a lie. No. In fact, this, if you don't want someone to bother you, you're allowed to lie. Is that true? Because before busted enough, he said lie. He said, "I feel me." He said, "You mean when he said lie me nay, he may believe it's me nay and not yasmi, and really it was me nay and yasmi." When he said lie, right? But the truth is, it was lavdafka in the case of apaytiki. Right? Nachman told him, Ula told him that Ula said it dafka in the case of apaytiki. And that way he got Ula off his back. He got Nachman off his back. But the Gemara is saying, Labasa the Nafik, he told him, Afilu mi yasmi means without an apaytiki. Even without an apaytiki, Avda kamekar koidami, so it's Mishobid. If you want to see an interesting shtickle, it's not a mitzvah to be mefarsim, certain heterim, but Rav Chaim Knievsky has a very interesting piece, and he has a sefer Mesechtes Kutim. That's frequently learned. But in Mesechtes Kutim, Ois Lamed, there's a long piece about lying. What the gedder of the Issa Deraisa of lying is. Is there an issue to say a lie? If someone asks me, "Did you have a nice day?" I say yes. Is that a lie? Is that a lie? If someone asks me, "Maybe have a nice day," no one means it. But if someone asks me something he really wants to know, I lie to him. Is there an issue there? I say a lie. Midvash sheker tircha. Never tell a lie. So the Urayim says that the issa d'oraisa of lying is only when it affects the other person. The parsha Midvar Sheket Tirchok is the middle of Dinei Mominus. It's talking to Yabezdin. Did you not say a lie, Yabezdin? To say a lie about the Ovar, say a lie about the Osid, "I'm going to do something you don't intend to," that's a different pasuk. Hin Tzedek, Hen Shulchot Tzedek. But to say a lie about the Ovar, there's no issue. The Urayim, Chaim Knievsky brings from the Sefer Urayim that the issue that arises of saying a lie is only if it's negiah to someone else, and if it has no negiah to the other person, and then there's no Torah to lie. And that Torah, there's no issue to lie if it's not negiah to the other person. Person stands, he's choosing with you, and he asks you something, and you don't want to bother getting into a discussion about something. So, what? It's a lie, no? What? I mean, here it is, Negea to him. Yeah, he knew Reb Nachman wasn't going to be Makai. I mean, that's what he told him. I knew that Reb Nachman is, I'm not going to convince him. Right. He says that it's Issachal Midrabanan, which is, I think, is Lashon, that's Nidcha Meyatzorech Katan. That's not an Issachamer, it's an Issachal. And for any Tzorech, you don't want to get into a discussion with somebody about something. For Issachal, it's Nidcha. I think what he says is that the Isser is only an Isser. You shouldn't get accustomed to lying to people. Maid Lashon Chadaber Sheker, Post Commission. Don't train your tongue to say sheker, but otherwise there's no iser. And the Bekiyas of Frankinevsky, you see in the piece, he brings from whole Shas, three dozen places where Tanoim and Amiroim said something that wasn't true, and Gemara similar to this, where they say something that's not true for reasons that are similar reasons, just small reasons. The Gemara says in Eilu Metzius that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to lie, Bimshana Bimila is allowed to lie about Masechta Puria, right? If you ask somebody how many Masechtas he learned, he's allowed to say he learned less than he really learned. Right? He doesn't have to. What? It's a chiyuv to emulate Hashem. So how do you know what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does? Hashem was Mishanah Nei Hashalom. Okay, but it says Chesom Hashal Kadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Your question is a good question. On Midas wise, you're right. But when Midas wise, it's not a stira. You want to lie? He says. Says it's Nitcha for a Dover Kyle. Now I'm not this. I'm not telling somebody that you should get used to lying. But. The Gemara, it's one of the Gemaras he brings, the Gemara in Kesubis. Rabchia, right, was married to a wife that made his life miserable. So whatever he asked for dinner, his wife cooked something else. So, and not only that, his wife would send and find out every day what he wants for dinner. And whatever he asked for, she would cook something else. If he asked for meat, she cooked beans. If he asked for beans, she cooked rice. You know, always something different, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that the son, Reb Chiya's son, she would send the son to the Beis Medrash and find out what he wants tonight for dinner. So the son figured out the code. If he asked for meat, she cooked rice. If he asked for beans, she cooked the meat. And so he figured out the way it works. So whatever he asked for, he got back to his mother. He told his mother the code, so it came out right. You know, like, understand? Whatever the... So Reb Chiya came home a few nights in a row and he got for dinner whatever he asked for. So he remarked to his son, he said, you see, your mother's changing. So the Gemara says that the son said, no, he's not changing. I'm changing. You know, I figured it out. So the Gemara says, Reb Chiya told him, Lo Savdun Hachi, don't do it. L'mayt L'shonim Dabar Sheker. He brings the Pasuk in Mishlei that the person shouldn't train himself to speak Sheker. It's the same kasha. What do you mean? You should have told him it's by Sheker Tirchak. What do you tell him? So this is the Torah that he says that it's that there's no iser to say something that's not true. I saw the Chazay Nish and Amun and Betachin seems to say the opposite. Remember, I was learning Amun and Betachin. Somewhere in the Chazay Nish, he says the opposite. He says that a white lie is aser. I showed it to Rav Palm. It's funny, Chazay Nish and Frankinevsky should go to the same shita, right? So I thought Rav Palm would name on the Iker is that a white lie is aser, like it's in Chazay Nish. But Rav Palm named on the Iker was, like it says in Frankinevsky, I think in the Archa Sadiq it said that way, that a white lie is not an issue. Okay, anyway, back to the Gemara. What's the main sugya? The main sugya is these next few lines. There's enough lying in the world that if you bend yourself backwards the other way to never lie, you'll make up at least a little for someone who lies all the time. Anyway, Ula got away from me. But Ula won. Have Uvda bin Arda. Have Uvda bin Arda. Have Uvda bin Padisa. Have we Rab Khan of our Bisma. So Amalur and Nachmin. No. Zilo Haduru. Eloi Makrim La Padnaichu. La Padnaichu. He said, no. So now the Gemara gets into the Shaila that they were down on. Amalur and Ravel or Nachmin. Ha Ula or Ravelaza. Ha Dainid Narda. Ha Rab Khan of our Bisma. Man kamat sviralu, everyone's against you. Amalei, amnamas nisi adana. Tony avimi, prusbol chal ala karka, veina chal ala avadim. Tatham nikim akarka, veina nikim avadim. So therefore, I hold that karka, avadim, avdi lav kim akarka idam. And here we go into the whole sugya. If avdi kemikarkoi dami, or avdi lav kemikarkoi, the sugya of kinyan agav. Well, the whole sugya is a sugya agav that comes into the Gemara. Yet, we have to be, let's talk about the ikar of the sugya, the shayla of avdi kemikarkoi dami, and try to understand what it means. I think we're all accustomed to the idea that avdi kemikarkoi dami. We've had it in Shas many times, especially by Shavua. Ein nishban al karkois, ein nishban al havadim. And Shaila is, what's the geder hadvarim of avdi kemikarkoi dami? If you understand the geder, you can understand the machlokes ulam Rav Nachman. So there's a hesber in the sugya, which is found here in the Kuntresei Shiurim. It's a beautiful piece. Simon Tess, Shir Tess. If you learn through Ois Gimel and Dalet, it's very geschmack. He explains the sugya here. And Rav Arya Leib, the Dechdish Rav Arya Leib, I think it's Simon Samach Aleph or Samach Bey, it's the last one we did with Simon Samach. So it's he goes in a similar mahalach. There are differences in the lashonis of the two, but the whole Indian is a very geshmaka Indian. So I'd like to explain the geder. I'll explain it the way it says in the Kuntresei Shiurim. But before that, just you have to know Tosfos. Tosfos ano masnisa yadano. Tosfos says right away. Tosfos says, oh, we have a mandiyama avdi lachemekarkoi dami. What are you talking about? We know all over Shas. Afagav de bekama duchtin ashkechan kemekarkoi dami. Linyan ayna, vishvua, all over the place. Ayna, you know, there's ein ayna lekarkois. Normally you're not allowed to sell something for 20% more than the market value, from 20% or more than the market value, which is a sixth mulbar, which is a fifth of the correct price. So you're not allowed to sell something for more than 20% over its value, but real estate, you can charge ein ayna lekarkois. There's no way, no, you can't cheat someone. Rambam says if you charge more than 50% too much, that's called cheating. But the din of ayna of 20%, that din doesn't apply. Ein ayna al karkois. And most familiar to all of you is that ein nishban al karkois. And the same thing applies to avadim, that avdi kemikarkois. So Tosfos is bothered, what's with our sugya? So Tosfos says a teretz, which is going to need hesber. Either for any derabanan or to manai for yasmi lekuchas savishibud alav derais of loygavi elavim derabanan. Only the principal is a derabanan. A kinyan agav have a nami derabanan. The kra ayah brings a pasuk kra da arim mitzurais asmach to be almahu. So Tosfos says it very clear. Gather the raisis avdi kemikarkoi, the rabbanans avdi la kemikarkoi. Very hard to understand. The Rashi asks on Tosfos, they're called the tikkun the rabbanan. Can they raise the tikkun? We have a klal in Shas that when the rabbanan make takanis, can they raise the tikkun? So can they raise the tikkun? Then the same thing should hold true over here that avdi kemikarkoi. In our Torah. Sadi should be kemikarkoi mid the rabbanon. That's the Rashba's kasha. The Shach also says on this Tosfos that this Tosfos has nothing to do with halacha, because Tosfos says the whole sugi is going shibud alav dairaisa. This is all going on in the rabbanon. Shibud alav dairaisa. Vice dois shibud we paskin shibud dairaisa. The Rambam and the Rif paskin shibud dairaisa. So the Shach dismisses this Tosfos. He says that the whole Tosfos is going only like if you hold Shibud Lav Deraisa, so it has nothing to do with Halach. So these Achrayim want to try to give a better understanding of the Sugya, and hopefully maybe a better understanding of Tosfos as well. Shalos if the Pshat fits into Tosfos, but we'll see. The Iker Hagdara is to give a geder for what's a deraisa and what's a derabanan. So pick if it's easier to go with a very late geder or the country say shiurim, but the country say shiurim is easy to learn inside, so let's go with the country say shiurim's mahalach. The country say shiurim, he says there are two aspects to every eved. Every eved, we're talking about an eved knani. An eved ivri is a regular yid. Eved ivri is just a worker who's mishubit for a certain amount of time. We're talking about an eved knani. There are two aspects to an eved knani. One, the eved himself as a person. The Eved himself is mechuyev mitzvus ki isha. He's a person. He's not a piece of gabi aninus nageya to him. He puts on tefillin, not a piece of karka. Whatever nageya to the Eved himself personally, it's not shy of a discussion that the Eved himself is the karka. The Eved himself is a person. And then there are the dinim with the Eved legabi the owner is property. The Eved is property, legabe the owner. In relationship to the owner, he's a piece of property. And therefore, we can talk about a relationship to the owner. Is it mishubit? Is it not mishubit? We can start talking. If you swear, if he has a din of karko or not. Now, we learn avdi kimakarkoi from a pasuk. Which pasuk? Avdi kimakarki v'snachaltem oisam l'vnechem achreichem. Gemara is in Kiddushin on Daf Chafez on the base. If it's Nachaltem Oysam Lubnechem Achareichem, that an Eved goes B'Nachla, just like Karka goes is Nachla, the same thing, an Eved is also Kenachla. So there are two aspects to an Eved. There's the Eved himself, and the fact that he's property in relationship to his boss, to his owner, to his master. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Agoyis to Yeridei Yehilcha Shechita, the Siman Vav, I think it's Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch there says that you're not allowed to shecht b'tzipayim if somebody would sharpen his fingernail. I want to do a Shechita with his fingernail. So the Mishnah says, "Ein shaychtin b'tzipayrin shel adam b'tzayin shel behema v'chaya." You can't use a nail, a fingernail, to do a shechita. It has to be dumya or mechubal lekarka. Or you can't shecht something that's mechubal lekarka. Let's say you have a piece of wood, a reed, a long piece of willow branch, and you sharpen it. The willow branch is kasher for shechita. You can sharpen the edge of the wood. It doesn't have to be metal. You can shecht with anything, with wood also. If it's mechuber lekarka, then the same mechaber says it's possible. Mechuber lekarka is possible. Tzipayrin is possible for shechita. Aval yikachas ha-ma'achayles l'shechites b'nai. Ma'amachayles is davar anitl b'yad. So also mechuber lekarka is possible. Kiva Eger is Magia on this Shulchan Aruch. Kiva Eger says he doesn't understand why the Shulchan Aruch says Tzipayrin shall Adam and Behema V'chaya. He says, I don't understand. The Mishnah in Chulin just says Tzipayrin, just says fingernail. It doesn't say that it's talking about an animal's fingernail. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, why shouldn't an animal's fingernail be kosher? Why can't you take a fingernail of an animal and shecht? I don't know why anybody would want to do it that way. But as far as it being possible, why should a tzipayrin shel behema be possible? Kiva Eger says, the Mishnah says tzipayrin. It's talking about a tzipayrin of a human being, a fingernail of a human being. A human being is iskish l'karka, like we find by Eved Knani. That a human being, Adam is hukish l'karkois. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that since Adam is hukish l'karkois, therefore a tzipayrin Adam is possible. It's all in the same Mishnah, the same Mechaber. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to shecht something that's mechubal l'karka, and you're not a shecht with a fingernail. So the way we understand that, it means a fingernail that's still attached to the person. You're not a shecht with it because Adam hukesh l'karkois. And since Adam hukesh l'karkois, so therefore it's possible for shechita. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's Hagah on the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Shimon in the Shari Yaisher, this is quoted in the Kunshus HaShiurim. Shimon was his Rabbi. He brings from his Rabbi in the Shari Yaisher that he doesn't understand this Rabbi Akiva Eger. He doesn't understand what Rabbi Akiva Eger is talking about. What does Avdi Kemekarkoi have to do with Al-Kashrita? Avdi Kemekarkoi is a din in Dine Mominis. In certain Dine Mominis, an Eved has a din like Karka. He says he's going to talk about Hilchis Shrita, an Eved, a human being, is Karka. What does a human being have to do with being Karka? A human being has nothing to do with being Karka. He gives an example. He says, Karka is not Mekabel Tumah. Anything Mechubel of Karka is not Mekabel Tumah. So Rav Shimon says, you think Eved is not Mekabel Tumah? He said, Eved can't become Tumah. Eved is Hukesh L'Karkois. Just like Karka is not Mekabel Tumah. We don't have a pasuk. That Karka is not Mekabel Tumah. It's the same thing. An Eved not. That's ridiculous. Not true. He says, the difference between Dinei Mamon and Dinei Yisr. That Eved Hukesh L'Karkois is a specific din in certain cases, and it's not a klal gadol that for everything in Eved is karka. Chayri is very right. He brings another example. Rav Shimon is talking beikar about the Gemara says Talosh will b'sayf chibrai mechubal. There are certain things on mechubal karka. What happens if you make a brick? You create a lot of bricks. You chop it out of the stone, and now you put up a building. Is that building considered to be karka? So the gabi certain dinim, it has a din of karka. The gabi certain dinim, it has a din of tolush. He compares Eved hukesh l'karka to the din of tolush l'b'sayf chibrai b'derech mashal, that you find certain things that they're karka for certain dinim and not karka for other dinim. So he says the same thing with an Eved. An Eved could be like karka for certain halachas, and not for other halachas. The Kutras Yishurim is Masper. What are they arguing about? They're arguing these two dinim of an Eved. There are two dinim in an Eved. Is the Eved himself? Is the Eved himself karka? The Kiveger has a mechudish de kechidish that the Eved himself is mamish karka. He holds the din of Avdi Kemekarkoi is across the board. It's Xeris HaKosov. You look at an Eved, that's Karka. So when you look at the Eved, that's what you see, Karka. Rav Shimon holds that that's not Pshat in the Gemara. Avdi Kemekarkoi doesn't mean that the Guf Eved is a Guf of Karka. It means in certain dinim, he's Hukesh L'Karkoi. He's Hukesh L'Karkoi. He's a Hekish. He's a Chalta Maislam. Lechem Echrechem. Eved is Hukesh L'Karkoi. For certain dinim, an Eved is like Karka. For everything in Eved is karka. So Rabbi Kibega Shita, it's almost a ridiculous Shita to make an Eved mamish. He has a dim mamish like karka for all things. So it's very difficult to understand. So Rabbi Shimon holds of this Hagdara of Avdi Kemekarkoi. The Kutcher says Shimon brings in our Sameach. He says that his Rabbi, the Shari Yosha, was mechaven to something that the Sameach wrote before him. The Sameach is in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Gerushin, and he's going on Dine Get. We learn from V'nosan Biyada. V'nosan Biyada. You can't write a get on karka. It has to be v'nosan b'yada, something you can give to her, l'mute karkois. But you can't write a get on karka, mechubel karka. So the Sameach says, why don't we say Eved Hukish L'Karkai? As you all know, there's a Mishnah in Gittin. Talks about if somebody writes a get, tattoos a get onto an Eved, and gives the Eved to his wife if it's a good get. So why don't we say Eved Hukish L'Karkai? And just like Nosan B'Yoda, you can't write a get on the karka and give it as a get. So you can't write a get on the Eved and give it. Eved Hukish L'Karkais. So Rosh Hashanah says the same aside. He says that Eved Hukish L'Karkais is only in certain aspects of Dine Mamin. A certain dinim of Eved that are dinim of karka. But not that an Eved is karka. I would compare it to all the other hekish. Every time you have a hekish, hekish avay el yitzia, makish gittin to kedushin. It doesn't mean kedushin is a get. It just means kedushin has dine get. It doesn't mean kedushin is a get. It doesn't make any sense. The words don't make sense. Kedushin is get. It means we makish it that some dinim that apply to get apply here. So adi kimakarkoi is a hekish for dinim, a dinim of that apply here. But for Nasan B'yada means you have to be able to hand it to her. You can't hand karka to her. It's no good. You could hand an Eved to her, and therefore an Eved is good. So that's the din. So he brings that our Sameach is like Rav Shimon, who says this geder. If he brought a raya to Rav Shimon, I'd like to bring a possible raya to Rav Akiva Eiger. Akiva Eiger looks like a milsa de tmiya, but I think there's at least one place where you find a similar shita, and that's a Taz. It's a Taz. The Taz says that on Shabbos, if you rip skin off of a finger of a living person, you're over for kaitzer. Now there's a question of geizes. Geizes is one shiloh. If you cut a nail or you shear wool, that's geizes. Ripping skin, there's a question of ripping skin or basar, flesh off a person, if that's geizes. The Taz says that it's kaitzer. Kaitzer is Eikadav and Gidula, is ripping something off of karka. Typically, kaitzer, the normal loch of kaitzer, if you cut something, if you take a piece of paper and cut it, that's not kaitzer. Kaitzer has to be Eikadav and Gidula. You cut something off the ground from where it's growing. And the Taz has a shita that if you cut flesh or skin off, living flesh or living skin off of a person, that's kaitzer. Also seems to go with this mahalach that Adam has a din of karka, gufa Adam, and there's at least such a havamina in the Taz. We don't pass like the Taz. It's not a strong writer of Kiveger, but Akoponim is such a mahalach. There's also such a mahalach in Kiddushin Dav Zayin, similar to Rabbi Kiveger. If you read the Kuntzis Hashir in B'Kiveg, it's Mamish Adas Yachid. So I want to show you that it's Lav Dafka Adas Yachid. When we learn Kiddushin Dav Zayin, we have the same problem. The Gemara there says, you all know that by Kiddushin, who has to give? Who has to give? The man has to give the woman, right? The man has to give the woman. The Gemara brings a brisa that says, or a memra, I don't remember, that if a man... If a woman says to a man, "Hey Lachmana, this Tachilach, I'm giving it to you and I want to be married to you," so the Gemara says that it's Mekudeshes. So how could that work? How could it be a woman gives the man and it's Mekudeshes? Remember? Huh? What? No, she gives to the man she's marrying. He's Adam Chashuv. The Gemara's maskana is that so he's an Adam Chashuv. So an adam chashev, when you give something to an adam chashev, it's like you got. Question is, what's the gedder of an adam chashev? We understood the Gemara. The gedder of an adam chashev is someone that normally charges money to take. If you want to get President Clinton to accept an award at your dinner, you have to pay him $100,000. I don't know if he goes for $100,000 anymore. Right? You have to pay. Sometimes there are people who have a shara shuk to take. So anyway, that's Gemara's maskana. But the havamina, what's the case of where a person says, where the woman says, here's a mana of iskadish ani lach. The Gemara's a havamina that it's kinyan agav. That you're kind of the woman, and the money, agav, the woman. It's only about a kinyan agav that you're going to be kind of the woman with the money. The Gemara says agav is money with kaka, not kaka with money. But this word, a havamina, that you're being kind of a woman with kinyan agav. And Rashi says, the odam kikarka. Rashi says, beferish, odam is kishakakais. That happening of the Gemara, Rashi says, Adam is kishla karkois. Tosis asks that Adam is not iskish, only Eved is iskish. But we find such a concept similar to Rikki Vega. Again, it's only a havamina, it's not a maskana, it's not a strong raya to Rikki Vega, but at least we find such an idea that the Gemara wants to say that a woman is like karka, that she could be kind of money, agav a woman. Okay, be that as it may, this is a machlokes between, we call it Rabbi Kivager, on the one hand, and the Yosemeach, and the Rabbi Shimon on the other hand. Megabe Wat, it's Iskish Lakarka. Now, obviously, the more Mistavidika Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Yosemeach and Rabbi Shimon. To all of us, it's much more mustaver that Adam Iskish Lekarkois is only Iskish Karkois for certain Pratiyas Dikadinin. It's not that the Adam is Karka. For certain Dinin, Adam is Iskish Lekarkois. So with this, we can answer first of all the Rajba's Kasha on Tosis. Tosis said that Linyan Aina and Shvua, we find Adam is Iskish Lekarka. This is going to be a kinyanim. I know a shvua kinyanim. We find Adam is iskish l'karka. The Taisa said that's going to be rises. The drabanans linyan prizvul and shibudim what's the third thing? Akin agav. Taisa says these things are drabanan, and for drabanans it doesn't apply. So the Rajba asked, "What do you mean? Drabanans can derise the tikkun?" We can answer. That no, an Eved min HaTorah is also metaltalim. Guf Eved is metaltalim for 100 things. He's metaltalim for Tumah. He's metaltalim for Hech Shizraim. He brings an example. Hech Shizraim means if you take water out of the yam to wash metaltalim, so it could be Machshir, Peiris Lizraim. So for Hech Shizraim, for Tumah, for a million things, as a dinner metaltalim, any hilchos Shabbos dikinyan will be metaltalim. Any other halachis, and Eved is metaltalim. There is a hekish for Aina, and there is a hekish for Shmua that hilchos lekarkos. But it's not that can deraisa tiknu, for deraisa is Eved is totally like karka. It's not true. And Eved is metaltalim. The Gemara doesn't even have to say it when Eved is metaltalim. Those few places, find three places that Eved is Hilchos Lekarkois by Kinyanim and by Prizvul and by Shvuah, and I'm sorry, by Kinyanim, by Shvuah, and by Aina. So those three places, there's a hekish, not that the Eved is Karka, just that Legabe, these dinim that the Baal has to be metapel with his Eved, for these three dinim, there's a halacha of Avdi Kamar, of Hekish Lekarkois. When the Rabbanan came and they made a takana of Prizbul, they made any type of takana, that they went with the Mahalach that an Eved is be'etzem metaltalim, Nashkan Kasha, because Midarasi is metaltalim for many things. There are some dinim for which the Odin has a asik with him that he has a din of karka. doesn't mean the gufa, his guf is totally like Hafa. What about the Shach's kasha? The Shach asked on Tosfos that Tosfos is toilet, she would love their Isa. This is the rice, he's like Karka, the one is not. So the Shach asked, okay, Tosfos is right, maybe Pshat in the Gemara. But how are you going to explain the Rambam? How are you going to explain the Rambam and the Rif? They paskin that Shibuda Daraisa. And they still say that Fruzbul Chal al Karka Vein Chal al Avadim. And that Betatlam Nikim Agav Karka Vein Nikdiv Im Avadim. How are you going to explain the other Rishayim? So the Teretz is that the Tosfos is not based on Daraisa Darabonim. Happens to be Tosfos himself holds that way. But the way we're learning now, it's not totally if it's Daraisa Darabonim. There are a few dinim in which Eved is Hilchos Karkos. But it's not a global thing that every time you have Eved, it's automatically Karka. There could easily be cases that Eved is not Karka. There are many cases Eved is not Karka. So in Achinami, for those three things, we find that Eved is Hilchos Karkos. For everything else, it's Lav Davka Eved is Hilchos Karkos. Just because by Kruzbul, and just because by Akiyah and Agav, Nechitesi. Now this last Kneich is not like Tosfos. Tosfos says Dafka Shibud Lav Dereis. This last Kneich was saying, it's nothing to do with Dereis and Derabbanans. It's Bechlal, you can't compare it. For something is Hokish, for something is not Hokish. Rabbi Yalev wants to add, it could be the Kuntres Hashurim also does, it's very long, I haven't finished the whole piece. He says that what we're talking about now is the whole pshat in the sugya of the Gemara. When you learn pshat in the Machlokes Ula and Reb Nachman, in this sugya, when you're learning through the Gemara, the whole shakla vitaria between the two of them is totally in this. Reb Nachman held Eved Hukesh Lakarka. I hate to say Reb Nachman held like a Bekiva Eger. I don't mean that an Amora held like an Achron, but I mean he went with that Mahalach. Reb Nachman said, if Eved is Hukesh Lakarka, then it has to be across the board. Then it's across the board. And I found by Pruzbul, Anomas Nisi Adana, I know by Pruzbul and by Kinyan Agav, that Eved is not Hukesh Lakarka. So what then? For Shibudim, it's not Hukesh Lakarka. Otherwise, it would be, if you're saying it's for Shibudim, then it's for everything. And since we find it's not by everything, so it's not. That's Gufa Reb Nachman's Taina. Ulo, who didn't want to get into an argument with Reb Nachman, Ulo held at the Achilukim. Ulo held, like this Hezbo was saying from Reb Shimon. Ulo held, what does one thing have to do with the other? Just because it's certain dinim, we're tukish, doesn't mean in everything it's tukish. If the rice is a tukish, who says the rabbanim's a tukish? Well, why are you comparing Pruzbul and Agav? It's not that a gufa Eved is a gufa karka. They're two totally different things. Eved is one thing, karka is something else. Where are you coming to compare dinim? Just because you have a hekesh for one thing, it's for everything. So Rabbi Yalev wants to say that's gufa the shakla v'tayah the Gemara. Reb Nachman held Avdi kemekarkoi across the board. If you hold this kemekarkoi, it's across the board. And since Anomas Nisi Adana, that Eved is not mekarkoi, so it's not mekarkoi. Finished. And that's the nekuda that Ula was not nichal with. Ula didn't want to argue with him. Ula held that there's no such rule of Avdi kemekarkoi. Takamu Mustavin lived this Mahalach. Eved is totally kemekarkoi. It's not that way. So it's only hookish of certain dinim. And that's the limit. So it's a very geschmack to Mahalachim. It's geschmack because it fits into Machlokes Achrayim, but it's even nicer if we plug it into the Machlokes Amiram and the Sugya. It gives us a little bit of a hez, but what they were arguing about Avdi kemekarkoi, we know Shavuos, everyone holds Avdi kemekarkoi. Teretz is, yeah. There are some places Avdi kemekarkoi. Question is it a special din in Shavuot, in Einah, or is it a cloud that for everything Avdi is kemekarkoi? So that's the Shakla v'tari.
Okay, tomorrow we'll get on to the Kenyan Agav piece. I hope you stay ahead of me in the Gemara. Let's try to...